Okay, we're beginning here by the Mishnah on the top of Yudzayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah begins, Yesh neder betoch neder, vein shvua betoch shvua. So you have the ability, the way that the Mishnah phrases it, to put a neder inside of a neder, but really means the ability to take two nidarim and have both of them be chal. On the other hand, when it comes to a shvua, you can't do the same thing. The terminology that we've used to know now in the Masechta is in shvua chalo shvua. Or when we say that you are taking a shvua neged Torah, mushvav omeid mehar Sinai, that the shvua already exists. You're bound by a shvua from Har Sinai, and therefore you can't place another shvua on top of it. But that's not true by a neder. A neder, you can layer on multiple nedarim on top of each other. Ketzad, what is the scenario? What is the case? Amar harini nazir imochal. Harini nazir imochal. I am a nazir if I eat. I am a nazir if I eat. Vachal. And then he goes ahead and eats. Chayav al kol achat ve'achat. Then he's chayav on each one. Now there are a number of things to discuss in this transition. The Mishnah says, yesh neder betoch neder. And then as an example of that, it brings nizirut. So many of the Rishonim, the Ran, the Balei HaTosafot over here, believe that that is the sole location where this takes place. There's a gzeret hakatuv that nizirut can be chal on nizirut. That means that if you take one neder nizirut and then a second neder nizirut, both nidre nizirut take effect. But if you were to take a neder, for instance, to make that item asur bahana, and then you took another neder to make that item asur bahana, it would not be effective in creating a, what we call a neder betoch neder, a neder layered on top of another neder. And Tosafot says it's really a derivative of the nature of Nizirut. And that's why it's unique to Nizirut and not to Nidarim, is because Nizirut has a built-in time limit to it of 30 days. And therefore, when a person makes another statement of Nizirut, it's clear that he's trying to add on to the Nizirut and not to run a simultaneous Nizirut. It's Chal right away, but in terms of carrying out of the practical Nizirut, you'll do a 30-day Nizirut and another 30 Nizirut, as opposed to by Nidarim or Stam Nidarim, where taking the statement and then the statement again will have no impact because the first one wasn't limited to any time frame that the second one should take effect. And therefore, even if he takes a Neder with a time frame in it saying, I want to be Asur in this item for today, and then takes another Neder and says, I want to be Asur in this item for today, we're not going to automatically assume that the today that he means is really tomorrow. Because when he says today, he meant today. But Nizirut, where built into the Nizirut itself, is a 30-day window. When he says Nazir Yom and then Nazir Yom, it's clear that he understands the first one was for 30 days, and that the second one will only be able to be carried out after that 30 days has elapsed. And therefore, we reinterpret his words to mean, I'm taking a nether for 30 days now, and then in a subsequent 30 days. And that might explain why later in today's daf, the Gemara doesn't use a time-bound shvuah to parallel the time-bound neder that we're speaking about in the Mishnah. And the fact that the Mishnah brings the example as nizirut already indicates or seems to hint to that fact, that it's not bringing you an example of a regular neder, it's bringing you an example of nizirut being stacked on top of another nizirut. Now then the Rambam, the Ritva quotes it as well, entertains the possibility that you could do this even by kunam. Even by a regular neder, you could create multiple isurim on a single object. And therefore, if you violated your neder, you'd be in violation of multiple nidarim, and you get malkot for each violation of lo yechel divaro, that a person should not profane their word or not abrogate their word. And that difference in the opinion between the Ran and the Rambam might relate to their view of nidarim in general, which is the Ran believes that the issue by nidarim is lo yechel divaro. It's not about the neder itself, but rather about the activity or the maaseh that violates the neder. On the other hand, the Rambam believes lo yechel devaro is the necessity to upkeep your word or to maintain what you said. And lo yechel devaro is exactly that, that you abrogated the statement that you made. And we saw earlier that might account for their differences to who gets malkot when there's a violation of the neder. So too over here, by neder chalav neder, for the Ran, the focus is completely on the maaseh that violates the neder that was taken. Over there, there's only one maaseh isur, and therefore neder chal neder is not relevant. On the other hand, for the Rambam, who focuses on keeping your word, every time you make a statement that requires to keep your word, then that obligation of lo yechel divaro applies independently to each of these items. And therefore, in each of these cases, you'll be chayav, and that's why there is neder chal neder. So the difference in their opinion might derive from their more fundamental view as to lo yechel devaro, what is the obligation on the individual? Is the obligation not to take an action that will violate that which you said? Or is it a requirement to keep your word? And according to the Ran, it focuses on the action that violates, and there's only one action that's being taken, versus the Rambam, who focuses on keeping one's word, and that you can do multiple times, you can have to uphold that which you said. So now, that's one machloket that we have to deal with. The second thing that we have to note over here is that the way that the Nazirut was taken, the Ran again points out that when you say Harini Nazir Imochal, Harini Nazir Imochal, is that really necessary to say that? What happens if the individual said Harini Nazir, Harini Nazir? What is the Imochal, what is the trigger through Achila have to do with over here? So the Ran says, Ein Ochanami, you could have just said Harini Nazir, Harini Nazir, and it would have accomplished the same thing. So why does it use Imochal, Imochal? Because that is the nature of the Mishnayot that we've seen until now, that we've talked about Achila, not Achila. So it's just a way of stating it, but it's not necessary. And therefore, you would not learn anything from the fact that he tied it to Imochal, but rather simply that is just a methodology for creating the two Nidrei Nizirut. And had he said Arini Nazir, he would have been in the same boat. The last Tosafot on the page says, Hu adin davi matzah de mitnei Arini Nazir below shum tnai. He could have written it without any condition. Ela urcha de milto kamar. Just says this is the normal way to do this, because shkein derech lomar machmat shum tavar ki yotze bezeh shemisarvim bo lechol v'hoine rotzeh v'noder im yochal. So that says that's just the way that normally people get engaged in these issues, is that someone's pushing him to eat, and then he refuses to eat, and by refusing to eat, that's what causes him to enter into the neder, and that will be triggered if he does eat in the end. Eod yesh lomar. The fact that the Mishnah by Shvua is going to use an example of Achila, right, so just parallel structure within the Mishnah, that Shvua is going to be about Achila, and Nizirut is also about Achila. So Tosafot fundamentally agrees with the Ran that you don't need it. He just explains that either it's the normal way that people get engaged in these Nidarim, or it's just a parallel structure in the Mishnah, which is what the Ran says over here. There are those that suggest that Imochal helps you out over here, because then the two Nizirut actually can take effect simultaneously. Which is that if you say Harini Nazir, Harini Nazir, that's a sequential Kabbalah of Nizirut. And then in that case, maybe it won't work. But if you say, I'm a Nazir Imochal, I'm a Nazir Imochal, then the possibility is when you eat, they simultaneously take effect. And therefore, that's why it works over here, is because of that simultaneity, which gives you the ability to have them be effective at the same moment. And so therefore, the Imochal is actually important to have the ability to create the two Nizirut, because then you have them take effect with Vatachat instead of Bezeh Achar Zeh. The other thing is here, when you say V'achal Chayav HaKol Achat V'achat, so according to the Shita, the Rambam, and others who say that there are multiple Nidarim can take effect here as well, then actually, if you eat, and it was a Neder, not Nizirut, it will trigger multiple punishments over here that you'll get Makot for each individual one. Whereas according to the Ran, when we say Chayav HaKol Achat V'achat, it doesn't mean that now you are engaged in multiple Nizirut, and therefore, if you violate your Nizirut, you'll be in violation of multiple Nizirut. It just means that both are effective, and then they'll go into effect sequentially. Which means you'll have one Nizirut of 30 days, and then subsequent to that, you'll have another Nizirut of 30 days. But not that if you violate it, you're in violation of two different Nidarim, because the Nidarim are Chal, one after the other. It's just that what it means, Chayav HaKol Achat V'Achat, means you are obligated to carry out both or fulfill the obligation of both Nizirut. But not that each Nizirut then obligates you at a single moment to be Chayav multiple times. Again, according to the Rambam Shita, that here would apply even to Nidarim, you might even suggest, and there are those that suggest over here, that Chayav HaKol Achat V'Achat means literally, that the Nidarim are take effect simultaneously, and therefore if you're in violation, you'll actually have multiple violations of the Neder that you took. Again, it makes more sense when you're talking about Nidarim, that are not time-bound, versus Nizirut, which is time-bound, where you can talk about sequential keeping of Nizirut, versus a Neder Isur, where it would make more sense to talk about layers of Isurim here that you're in violation of. And the Ron brings actually a gear so that's found in other Gemaras, Damar, Arini Nazir Avedei Nazir, Bichel Tuva, Umachin Bei Machayei Valko Achila Vachila, Aydi Diktani Shvua Shlo Ochal, Tani Nami Arini Nazir Im Ochal, Ololom Gabi Nazir Lo Tzarech Lameimar Im Ochal. The Ron actually says that there was an alternate gear saw that seems to indicate that there is a question in the Gemara as to why the Mishnah was told in Nizirut Vachila. And he says the question is twofold. The first question being, why was it Tola in Achila at all? It could have just said Harini Nazir. And the secondary question is, how come you have to eat multiple times in order to generate the Nidre Nizirut over here? Why isn't eating once sufficient to trigger both Nidre Nizirut? And to that, the Ran explains that he says, V'chi Achil Tuva, the person eats multiple times. Uma Trinbe, and they warn him, Mechayev Akol Achila V'Achila. Person becomes chayav for each achila, becomes engaged for each achila. What the Ran says over here is, in order to engage the neder nizirut, for instance, in our Mishnah, where a person says that, I will be a nazir mochal, I will be a nazir mochal, then what do you need hatra'ah for over here? What do you need a warning about the achila? The achila doesn't do anything wrong. All the achila does is trigger the nizirut. Ran points out over here that in general, when you have an isur, so for instance, a person's eating nevela. If a person eats nevela, then each time you warn him that he eats the nevela, each kazayit, then he'll get a separate set of makot for each warning that you give him. Or by a korban. If a person does something bishogeg, then for each halama, for each time he forgets and eats a kazayit, then he's chayiv an independent korban. What the Ran points out over here is if a person takes a neder nizirut that says, harini nazir imochal, Harini Nazir Imochal, how do we trigger the multiple Nidre Nizirut? So he says he eats for the first time, and that triggers the first nether. How do we know then when he's triggered the second nether? And that's what he says here, Machin Bo, Akol Achila V'Achila. You have to warn him that when he eats, the first time he eats, he triggers the first nether. The second time he eats, the next Kizayit will trigger the second nether. When you make a statement of Achila, Achila by definition is a Kizayit. So the first kazayit is already connected to the first nether. So when he took the next one, he says, imochal, it's as if he explicitly stated, on my second kazayit, it will be triggered. Rather than what you're suggesting, which is, imochal means, if I eat. So the same eating can trigger both nidarim. So the Ran says that that's not the case over here. And therefore, v'chi achil tuva machin bei mechayev ako achat v'chat. So that if he warns him, he'll be chayav on each one. And that's what it means, chayav al kol achat v'achat in our Mishnah, which means that every kazayit that you eat will generate a neder nizirut. So as opposed to maybe what the Rambam would say, which is that a chayav al kol achat v'achat literally means you're chayav on each one of them, the Ran says that each kazayit that you eat generates a neder nizirut. And that's why the Mishnah uses this lashon of chayav al kol achat v'achat. On the other hand, shvua shelo achal, shvua shelo achal, if he does this by taking a shvua, v'achal, and then you go ahead and you eat, eno chayav el achat, then you're only chayav once. The first shvua takes effect, the second shvua is meaningless, because you already took a shvua. Now, in general, why this works by nidarim, not by shvuot, you could argue that simply gzeirat ha-katuv, which the Gemara will teach us from Nazir, that gzeirat ha-katuv there, and that's why the Ram believes it's only true by Nizirut. Even according to the Rambam, who extends it from Nizirut to Nidarim, it's likely because the Gzeret HaKatuv in Nizirut shows us that it's true by Nidarim, because Nizirut is just a subset of Nidarim, and therefore if it's true by Nazir, it's true by Neder. But that's not the case by Shvuah. We just don't have that Gzeret HaKatuv by Shvuah. Or, you can explain it more fundamentally, which is the difference that we've mentioned until now, the difference between a Neder focuses on the Chepza, and a Shvua, which focuses on the Gavra. You can only obligate the Gavra to do one action or to do it once. Obligate the individual to do multiple times the same thing, right, has no meaning. You're stacking on top of the same obligation, another obligation, that doesn't change his obligation to do it. On the other hand, when you're talking about a Chetza can collect multiple Isurim. Meaning that something can be both a Nevela, as well as being non-kosher. You could be a kosher animal and a nevela, or a non-kosher animal and a nevela. You could be that you have a nevela on Yom HaKippurim, so you can have different isurim that apply to a single object, even though they are one object that can contain within multiple isurim. Now, even though we have the principle of ein isur chalal isur, so you have to deal with how that works or how isurim can multiply on a single object. But conceptually, you could see or you could understand why a single object could be a sur for multiple reasons. And therefore, the chetzah or nidarim can stack on top of each other and create multiple isurim vis-a-vis a chetzah. And that's why you have a neder betoch neder. On the other hand, when it comes to shvua, betoch shvua, the gavra can only be obligated vis-a-vis the object in one way. You're either supposed to eat or you're not supposed to eat it. And that's the obligation. To say multiple times you have to eat or you don't eat it doesn't add anything, and it doesn't change anything. And therefore, some suggest that it's a fundamental difference between Nidarim and Shavuot that creates this difference. Now, Amar Rav Huna, Lo Shanu, Rav Huna comes along and qualifies the Mishnah and says, it's only true, I learned Damar. Hareini Nazir Ayom, Hareini Nazir Limachar. So just as a sidebar, this is a likely proof to this position of the Tabalei HaTosafot and the Ran, that you don't need this Imochal, that if I eat. Because over here, he just has the Nidre Nizirut be taken without any condition in them. And that's why it's likely that they are correct about their understanding of the Mishnah, that it's not exact, but rather just a methodology or a stylistic reason that they did it. But here he says, I am a Nazir today, Hareini Nazir Lemachar, and then I'm a Nazir tomorrow. So now, in terms of the first Nizirut, it starts immediately, and he has a 30-day Nizirut. But then when he says, I'm a Nazir tomorrow, well, he's already a Nazir, so his Nizirut can't start tomorrow. But the Migo, the Kamitosif, Yoma Yetera, Chayla Nizirut, on Nizirut. So what effectively happens is, he's already a Nazir today. Tomorrow he says, I'm a Nazir as well. When he says, I'm a Nazir tomorrow, the first 29 days of that Nizirut overlap with his first Nizirut. Then he has an additional day, which will be day 31, which will be day 30 of the second Neder, that exists independently of the first Neder. And what Rav Huna says is, because the second Neder takes effect for that 31st day by itself, therefore, it has a place to take effect. Since it has a place to take effect, it's in effect. And when it's in effect, we know that Nizirut is no less than 30 days. So what he effectively did now is that he took a Neder of Nizirut for 30 days. His second Nizirut was really 29 days running simultaneously, one extra day. But you can't have a Nizirut for one day. So that one day will then expand into another 30-day Nizirut. And he'll have to take two sequential Nizirut, one of 30 days, and then one of an additional 30 days. That's how Rav Huna says it works. He would bring a korban after 30 days to finish the first Nizirut, and then another 30 days and bring korbanot after the second Nizirut after those 30 days. Aval, Amar, Ein Nazir Yom, Ein Nazir Yom, Ein Chala Nizirut on Nizirut. Rav Huna says it's not effective, because the second Nizirut has no independent Chalut of the Nizirut, therefore it doesn't take effect at all. So basically, what Rav Huna is suggesting is that on day one, all the Nidarim have to be chal. They have to take effect immediately. Then, whatever the result of that is, will be parlayed into what you have to do. So in the case where you take two Nidre Nizirut on the same day, Hayom, Hayom, the first one takes effect. The second one is meaningless because it's layered on top of the first one, and therefore it's not chal at all. On the other hand, when you take a Nizirut and then say tomorrow the next one takes effect, then the first one is chal for the first 30 days. The second one is chal because of its ability to take effect for that 31st day. Since it has the ability to take effect for that 31st day, then it will expand to another 30-day Nizirut. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says, wait, the Mishnah doesn't exactly say that. The Mishnah says, Afilo Amar, Harini Nizir Ayom, Harini Nizir Ayom, Chale Nizirut Alei. Shmuel says that even if you take two Nidre Nizirut, they take effect, and you can have them both go into effect. So even though there's no independent chalut of the second Nizirut during the first 30 days, it's just waiting. It takes effect at the next moment when it can take effect, and that is at day 31. So it'll go into effect on day 31, and you have to keep two Nidre Nizirut. As we said before, this is very similar to Isur Chalal Isur, and basically the machloket between Rav Huna and Shmuel will come down to how do you view Isur Chalal Isur. Rav Huna, in order to have Isur Chalal Isur, says you need something else. You need Isur Mosif, Isur Kolel, some other item that allows the second Isur to take effect. On the other hand, Shmuel believes that when you say any sorkala isur, that's true by dinei Torah. But here, when an individual is generating the isurim, you could have isurkala isur even if they're the exact same isur. So now the Gemara asks, "Ud Ravuna adatana ein shvua betoch shvua?" By the Mishnah, when it says ein shvua betoch shvua, litne yesh neder betoch neder, vei neder betoch neder. Why doesn't the Mishnah? Now I'm going to read it the simplest way that you would read such a statement in a Gemara, which is liflog velitne bedidei, which is I have a finer distinction. According to you, Ravuna, instead of comparing between neder and shvua, just compare between neder and neder. In some instances, you can create a neder betoch neder. In some instances, it won't work. Which is that if you say areni nazir yom, areni nazir yom, it doesn't work. If you say areni nazir yom, areni nazir machar, then it does work. And that's what the Gemara is suggesting. Areni nazir yom, areni nazir the machar, yesh neder betoch neder. Areni nazir yom, areni nazir yom, ein neder betoch neder. So according to Rav Huna, why didn't the Mishnah bring that distinction down? And the Gemara leaves that kasha. That is a question against Rav Huna's position. Now, the Ran rejects what I just said as the explanation of the Gemara. This is a general Lashono. Gemara that speaks in this manner is saying, make a finer distinction. Why are you making such a gross distinction? Make a finer distinction based on your opinion. The reason the Ran says it's just not correct is because the Mishnayot in this Perek are comparing Shvuot and Nidarim. Chomer bishvuot midarim, chomer midarim bishvuot. So here you're talking about a chumrah of a neder versus a shvua. So come along and ask Rav Huna, why does the Mishnah say neder versus shvua? It's because that's exactly what the Mishnah is trying to explain over here. It's not trying to explain the distinction between a neder and not a neder. Therefore, the Ran says that the Gemara's question is the statement of the Tana in the Mishnah. The Tana in the Mishnah says, yesh neder betoch neder. He says a dover psuka. He doesn't qualify his statement at all. He just says there's always a neder betoch neder. According to Rav Huna, that's just not true. You can't make a definitive statement and say yesh neder betoch neder when that's just not true. Some cases it is, some cases it's not. And that's what the Ran says is the nature of the Gemara's question over here. Not why did it make a distinction between shvua and neder in the Mishnah? Should have made it between neder and neder. No, that's not the question of the Gemara. The Gemara's question is simply, how do you make a statement of fact that yesh neder betoch neder when that's just not true? Depends how you formulate it. How you formulate it will have huge impact on whether there's yesh neder betoch neder. And that's the Gemara's question on Rav Huna's position. And through that, the Ran also explains why this Gemara is not a question on Shmuel, because the Gemara could have asked on Shmuel, yesh neder betoch neder is only true by Nizirut. It's not true by all Nidarim, so you could have also been mechalek within Nidarim for Shmuel. Ella, what the Ran says is that our Mishnah makes that clear. The Mishnah gives the example of neder as being Nizirut. So that's not a question on Shmuel, because the Mishnah itself narrows, after saying yesh neder betoch neder, narrows that down to Nizirut. On the other hand, now for Rav Huna, the question is, within Nizirut he even has a distinction. And that's the question of the Gemara. How could you make a definitive statement about Nizirut when there's actually a differentiation for you within the Neder Nizirut? And the Gemara here leaves that as a kasha, leaves that as a unresolved issue for Rav Huna's position. It's not yesh neder betoch neder, ve'ein shvua betoch shvua, hechidomi. What's the case? Ilema damar, hareni nazir yom, hareni nazir lemachar. If you say like Rav Huna, that the Mishnah, when it meant neder betoch neder, the example of that would be case where he says, areni nazir yom, areni nazir machar, dekavata gabi shvua. By shvua, the parallel structure would have been, shloachal tenim, v'chazav ramah shvua shloachal anavim. Right? It's a case where he said, I will not eat tenim, and then I will not eat anavim. Amai lo chal shvua al shvua. Then why isn't the shvua chal? It's about totally different entities. One is I will not eat grapes, and the other one is I will not eat figs. In that case, it will work. Because what the Gemara is suggesting over here is that when I take a neder, areni nazir yom, and I take a neder, areni nazir machar, those are two different nidarim completely. One is a neder for today, one is a neder for tomorrow. If I was to create the equivalent idea within shvua, I would say shvua that I'm not eating grapes, shvua I'm not eating figs. So in that situation, shvua would be chalal shvua because they have nothing to do with each other. So how can you claim that that's the explanation of the Mishnah? Because if you create a parallel to what Rav Huna is suggesting in yesh neder betoch neder, you would also have shvua betoch shvua, because the parallel structure would end up with a case where it's possible to have a shvua betoch shvua. Elei chidami delo chala shvua al shvua. So what's the case when you don't have a shvua chalo nevshua? Kon damar shvua shlo chal teinim v'chazar v'amar shvua shlo chal teinim. So the case where it won't work by shvuot is a case where he takes a shvua, I will not eat figs. Then he takes a subsequent shvua that says, I will not eat figs. The shvua is about the same idea, the same concept, the same thing over again, and therefore, ain't shvua chalo shvua. But the kavata gabe nizirut, then if I was to take a parallel type of structure by nizirut, hey chidami, what would that be case? Damar areni and zirayom, areni and zirayom. It would be the exact same way that you did it by the shvua, you would do it by neder. Viktoni, yesh neder betoch neder. And our Mishnah says that qualifies as neder betoch neder. Kasha the Ravuna. Again, this is a problem for the position of Ravuna. Because if you're trying to get the Mishnah to make any sense, and have a shvua and a neder in the same vein, when where the neder is chal, when where the shvua is not chal, you'd have to use the example of areni nazir yom, areni nazir yom. And that's against the position of Ravuna. Amar locha Ravuna. Ravuna will respond and say, Matnitan, our Mishnah is a case, Damar, Harini Nazir Yom, Harini Nazir Damachar. Now, our Mishnah is a case where he takes these two different Nidre Nizirut, one that starts today, one that starts tomorrow. Dekavata Gabe Shvua. Then what's the parallel case by a Shvua? Damar, Shlo Ochal Te'inim. He takes a Shvua that he will not eat Te'inim. V'chazar V'amar, Shvua Shlo Ochal Te'inim V'anavim. Then he takes a subsequent shvua that I will not eat teinim and anavim and grapes. Delo chaylo. In that case, it will not take effect. Now, there is some controversy about the second shvua. You should know that there are two possibilities of what that second shvua there means. There can either mean shvua delo achal anavim v'teinim, which is really the vav is a vav achilu, which is an or. I will not eat figs or grapes. Or, the second nether can be a vav achibur, which means that I will not eat figs and grapes. So, the Ran and the Tosaf Balei HaTosafot favor that explanation that we're talking about and over here rather than or. But there are those Rishonim that explain it as being or and not and. We'll read it as and for right now, just to follow the Shito of the Ran. So what he says is he takes the first shvua, which is, I will not eat teinim. Then he takes a second shvua, which says, I will not eat teinim ve'anavim. I will not eat figs and grapes. So now Ravuna is suggesting is that the second neder will not take effect. Second neder doesn't take effect is because when he mentions the figs, he's already asur in the figs. So adding on an Easter on top of the figs does not take effect. And therefore, it's not chal. Gemara says, Va'amar rabo, shvua shlo chal teinim, v'chazar v'amar shvua shlo chal teinim ve'anavim. Exactly our case here that Rabuna is suggesting. Rabba says, Vachal teinim. And then he goes ahead and eats teinim figs, vifish korban. And he took off a korban, he separated a korban to rectify or to take care of that violation. Vichazar vachal anavim. And then he goes ahead and eats grapes. Havilu anavim chatzi shiur. Anavim are only a chatzi shiur. Ve'im yivim korban al chatzi shiur. And you don't bring a korban for half a shiur. Alma. Heichad amar shvua shlo uchal teinim. Chazar v'amar shvua shlo uchal teinim v'anavim. Migo duchal shvua l'anavim. Chay l'anami al teinim. It's clear from here that Rabba's position over here is that the second shvua does take effect. The first shvua takes effect because that was the first shvua that you took. The second shvua has a problem. The problem is that you're mentioning teinim again when you're already asur in teinim. So technically the shvua should not take effect. Rabba suggests over here that because of, you have what's called an Iser Kolel, you are now including a larger number of items in your Shvua, that Iser Kolel allows the Shvua to take effect on both items. That means that when you take the Shvua, and then it does not affect it for Teinim because you're already Asur in Teinim, but it is effective for Anavim, that fact that it's effective for Anavim brings along with it, takes along with it the Teinim as well. Comes from the world of Ein Isur Chalal Isur, that an Isur cannot be Chal on another Isur. There are exceptions to that rule when an Isur can be Chalal Isur. One of the exceptions when you have an Isur Mosif. Another exception is when you have an Isur Kolel. So when you have an Isur that includes more items than you had before, so that will allow the Isur to be Chalal Isur, so to rear Shvua will be Chalal Shvua. Which is because you included an Anavim in the second Shvua, that allows the Te'inim in the second Shvua to take effect. So then what Rabba suggests over here is that if you ate te'inim, now you're in violation of shvua number one, and you're in violation, at least in portion, of shvua number two. depending how you read it. If you read it as or, then you've already violated Shmua number two. And then when you come along and you eat anavim, why is that called a chatzi shiur? So in all likelihood, and that's why the Ran and the Tosafot favor the reading, which is what you say, teinim and anavim, it means and. So even though it's plausible to explain that a shvua would be chal when you use the word or, still, in the context of Rabbah's statement here of chatzi shiur, it doesn't make so much sense to explain it that way. And that's why the Tosafot and the Ran explain that it's talking about a case that the vav is an and not an or. So therefore, when you eat teinim, you violated shvua number one, and you violated half of shvua number two. But since you already separated a korban for your te'inim, that means that your halama, your forgetting, has gone away. And now when you eat the anavim the second time, it's separate from the te'inim that you ate the first time. And that means now that you have te'inim and anavim, but separately. They were not te'inim and anavim in the same forgetting. And so because of that, you're in violation of the shvua of te'inim, but you will not be in violation of the shvua of te'inim and anavim. Because in the interim, you separated a korban, which is a reminder that you're asur. And when we have things that are shogeg, and you have to bring a korban for shogeg, it has to be ba'alama achat, one forgetting. That one forgetting allows you then to violate the whole shvua. If I forgot once, and then I remembered, and then I forget again, that's two separate halamot. That's two separate forgettings. You can't be mitzareif, you can't join them together. And that's what Rabbah says over here. If I take a korban, I separate a korban from my violation with regards to the te'inim, then when I eat the anavim afterwards, that's considered to be a separate violation, but it's only a chatzi shiur, because I required both anavim and te'inim in order to be violation of the second shvua. That's why it's easier to read it when you have it as and. If you read it as or, then it's much harder to understand why he would consider it a chatzi shiur when the person ate te'inim and then remembers and then has anavim. In that case, the anavim should be an independent shvua, and then why should it be deemed to be a chatzi shiur? So based on that, you see from Rabbah that it's clear that the second shvua takes effect. And yet Rav Huna is claiming that that's the case of our Mishnah where it does not take effect. So the answer to that is Rav Huna, most fear like Rabbah. Rav Huna doesn't subscribe to Rabbah's position. He believes by an Iser Kolel, we do not say Shvua, Chalal Shvua. So Rabbah believes when you have an Iser Kolel, you have additional items that were not included in the first Shvua, the second Shvua takes effect. On the other hand, Rav Huna believes that even when you add other items in the second Shvua, since the whole Shvua cannot take effect, then it's as if you have half a Shvua. Half a Shvua does not go into effect, and therefore there is no Shvua when you take a Shvua, Chalal Shvua in this instance. Obviously, the flow of the Gemara here is a little difficult because the Gemara is saying that when you take a neder nezirut and you say hayom and then you say lemachar, the Gemara equates that to teinim and anavim. And as Tosafot points out, the two are not correlated at all. When it comes to the neder nezirut, the machar still has a connection to the hayom. It's got 29 days of overlap. There's still a lot of connection between them. When you talk about anavim versus teinim, there's no connection between the anavim and teinim. And therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam actually changes the girsa of the Gemara and says, that before, this was the girsa. Why would it not take effect? Basically what the Rabbeinu Tam says in the first section of the Gemara, when we said Ochal Anavim, it didn't mean Anavim alone, it meant Anavim Uteinim. And the original assumption of the Gemara is that Rav Huna subscribes to this position of Rabbah, and therefore the Gemara says, well, why won't it take effect in that case? You're saying Neder Zirut Hayom, Neder Zirut Machar is equivalent to Shvua Shlo Ochal Teinim, Shvua Shlo Ochal Teinim Ve'anavim. And in that case, Rabbah says it is Chal, and Rav Huna subscribes to Rabbah's position, at least in that Havmi of the Gemara, and the Gemara wants to know why that doesn't work. Then the Gemara moves on to the next stage, which is where Rav Huna disagrees with Rabbah. And that's how the Rabbeinu Tam gets the Nedarim and Shvuot to equate in some manner. On the other hand, the Ran takes a different approach to this Gemara and explains the difference between the questioner And the way that Rav Huna answers has to do with their view of how the parallel is structured over here. Is the parallel structured by the language, or is the parallel structured by din? And he explains, the questioner and the answerer are focusing on different things. The questioner is focused on the language, and the answerer is focused on the din, on the actual outcome. So in the case of the questioner comes along and challenges Rav Huna and says, listen, if you're using language, then you want to use a parallel language. So if I say, Areini Nazir Yom, Areini Nazir Yom, that's the equivalent of saying, Shwa Shlo Ochal Teinim, Shwa Shlo Ochal Teinim. In that case, it makes sense in the Mishnah. If you use the language of Areini Nazir Yom, Areini Nazir Machar, that's the language you use, the equivalent language in Shwa would be, Shwa Shlo Ochal Teinim, Shwa Shlo Ochal Anavim. What Rav Huna comes back and says to him is, you're focused on the language. I'm focused on the din, not on the language. What I want to know is what's the outcome in this scenario. So in a scenario where I say, Arina Zira Yom, Arina Zira Machar, the outcome is I have two Nidarim. On the other hand, if I do the same thing by Shvua, which is I take Shvua, Shalochal Teinim, and then Shvua, Shalochal Teinim, Vanavim, even though that's slightly different version of the Shvua in terms of language, that's not exactly what you did by Nizirut. By Nizirut, you didn't say Hayom Umachar. You didn't make it into an Iser Kolel. You simply said two different Nizirut. But he says, I want to create something that is the equivalent of what would be by Nidarim. By Nidarim, by saying Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Lamachar, in essence, what I did was I added on that day at the end. The 31st day became an additional day in the second Neder Nizirut. How do I simulate that in Shvuot? I take a Shvua Shlo Ochal Teinim. And then I take a Shvua, Shlo Ochal Teinim, Ve'anavim. That's the equivalent of adding on an extra day through the second Neder. I do that in Shvua by adding on an additional item. And because of that, I now created the same thing in Shvua as Neder. Now, language-wise, it doesn't sound the same. The Neder says, I'm taking Neder Zerut Ayom, Neder Zerut Machar. By Shvua, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, oh, Teinim, and a Teinim, Ve'anavim. It doesn't sound the same in terms of Lishna. But in terms of Din, in terms of the Aloha over here, it is creating a similar concept, which is by the Neder Nizirut, if I say Ayom Machar, I create a 30-day Nizirut, and then another 30-day Nizirut is offset by a day. That means that my 31st day added on an additional day of Nizirut that didn't exist before. So too by Shvua, when I say Shvua Shlo Ochal Teinim, and then Shvua Shlo Ochal Teinim Ve'anavim, the Anavim adds on like the 31st day does by the Nidarim. So that's Rav Huna's answer to the question. It's a nice way to explain it. The Ran says that the questioner is very focused on the language being the same in the Neder and the Shvua. And Rav Huna said, don't focus on the language, focus on the din. We're trying to create a din or a simulated case. Doesn't matter what the language is, but simulate the case of Neder and Shvua. How do I do that? I do that by using this type of language. I simulate in Shvua what I've done by Nidarim. And that's how Rav Huna answers the question over here. Now the Gemara continues. Meitavei. Misha Nazar Shtei Nizirut. A person takes a Neder Nizirut, two Nidre Nizirut. We don't know how. Obviously, that's going to be the question over here. We don't know how, but he got into two Nidre Nizirut. He finished the first Nizirut, and he already separated out the Korbanot for his first Nizirut. V'nish'al alei. And then he gets Hatarat Nidarim for the first one. For the first Nizirut, he takes a Hatarat Nidarim. Now, it's interesting, because whatever Hatarat Nidarim he should get for the first one, all likelihood should apply to the second one. That might go back to what we said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had the Nizirut triggered by a Tanai. So maybe in that case, the Tanaim or the conditions that triggered the Nizirut over here were different. And therefore, when he got a Hatarah for the first one, it wasn't necessarily automatic or applicable to the second Neder Nizirut. Altalo Shnia Berishona. Then his second Nizirut now effectively was covered by the first Nizirut. And that's really premised on the fact that Hatarat Nidarim is the mafreya, is retroactive. And therefore, once you've eliminated the first Neder Nizirut, the second Nizirut can take effect immediately from the beginning and does not have to wait until the end of the first Neder Nizirut. Hey Chidami, what's the case here? Ilei madam arini nazir ayom arini nazir lemachar, like Rav Huna said. Am I nazir today, I'm nazir tomorrow. Am I alta lo shniya berishona? How can the second Nizirut be covered by the first Nizirut? Haika yoma yateira. What happened to the extra day? Meaning that you're right, the first 29 days were covered by the first Nizirut, but the last day wasn't covered by the first Nizirut. You need that additional day. Elopshita, the case here must be, Damai, Harini Nazir Ayom, Harini Nazir Ha Yom. He had them running simultaneously, which is what Shmuel says is happening over here. Even when they run simultaneously, then you can still have a Nizirut, Chal and Nizirut, and you have 2 30-day requirements. But then, if you do Atarat Nidarim on the first Nizirut, the second one was effective on those same 30 days. You cannot keep them concurrently, but when he eliminates the first Nizirut, then the second Nizirut would have taken that first 30 days. The only reason the second Nizirut is postponed until the second set of 30 days is because it didn't have room on the first 30 days. But once you eliminate the first Neder Nizirut, then the second Neder Nizirut could use the first 30 days. But once it gets to Hatarah retroactively, Hatarah Nedarim works retroactively. That means retroactively, the second Nizirut would work. To Yuvta the Rabuna, that's a strong refutation of the position of Rabuna, this Mishnah. The Mer says, lo, the Ola Marin Nazir Yom, Marin Nazir the Machar. The case is where he says it like Rabuna suggests. Umay Altalo, what does it mean that the first Nizirut covers the second Nizirut? The Bar Mihawi Yom Yatera. Yeah, the first 29 days are covered by the first Nizirut, and you have to keep one more day, and then it'll be fine. Inami. Or the other option is a case where he accepted both Nidre and Nizirut simultaneously. Rabona over here says that you cannot create a Neder Nizirut and then layer on top of it another Neder Nizirut. That's because you're doing it sequentially. When you say Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Hayom, the second Nizirut does not take effect because there's nowhere for it to take effect. It's layered right on top of the first Nizirut. The problem is, if it never took effect originally, it doesn't hang around and wait around to find out if it does take effect. So if it doesn't take effect immediately, it's null and void. So that's what Ravuna says. Ravuna says, if you say, Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Hayom, I take a look, you have 30 days that are covered by the first Neder Nizirut, the second Neder Nizirut has no room, so that's gone. Even if you get Hatarat Nedarim for the first Nizirut, the second Nizirut has already not been Chal, and it's a zero. On the other hand, if I take it Arein Nazir Ayom, Arein Nazir L'Machar, the first 30 days apply to the first Neder. Starting from the second day, will apply to the second Neder Nizirut, plus that extra day at the end. That gives it room to be Chal. Once it has room to be Chal, it's effective. And now I have to keep 2 Nidre Nizirut sequentially because of that Chalut of the Neder. Also, if I get a Tarat Nidareim for the first Neder, then the second Neder was in effect, and therefore I can use the first 29 days from the first Neder. On the other hand, what Rav Huna now is suggesting is Bevat Achat. If I took a Neder Nizirut simultaneously, I can't say that one took effect and the other one didn't take effect, because they're happening at the same moment. Since they are Chayal at the same exact moment, they both have room to be Chal. Now, practically, I'll have to keep one Nizirut and then another one sequentially. But in terms of the Chalut and Nizirut, the ability for it to take effect, it takes effect on day one because they were effective simultaneously. And effective simultaneously allows them both room to be chal. And then I just have to, in terms of practical, I have to do one Nizirut and then another Nizirut. Again, if I get a Tarat and Darim for the first one, then the second one will take the first 30 days. And that'll be the answer to the Mishnah over here. The case of the Mishnah where the second Nizirut will just use the days of the first Nizirut is when I did it, when I did it simultaneously. Now again, if you think of the world of Ein Isur Chal Al Isur, these are the same exceptions that we see in the rule of Ein Isur Chal Al Isur. By Ein Isur Chal Al Isur, that's when it happens sequentially. If I have an Isur and I'm trying to layer another Isur on top of it, it doesn't work. But in a case where it's Bevat Achat, both Isurim come into effect at the same moment, then I say Isur Chal Al Isur, even if I normally believe Ein Isur Chal Al Isur. So the same thing here, if you're thinking about Nizirut, if I think here, like Rav Huna, that they cannot take effect layered on top of each other, then in a case where it's Bevat Achat, they can take effect simultaneously. Since they take effect simultaneously, in that instance, if I get rid of the first Neder Nizirut, the second Neder Nizirut is just waiting there to use those first 30 days. Now, if it can't use those first 30 days, then I'll have to do it sequentially and bring another 30 days after that first set. Okay, we'll stop here on the fourth line on the top of Yuchet Amal Aleph, and tomorrow we'll discuss more questions regarding these positions.